Greetings. Now that I've given you some basic project management concepts and terms, you might be thinking to yourself, how does this apply to the real world? How can this be practical in any way? Well, I want to give you an example to show you that these principles have been in place for a very long time. Even if the terms are recent in history, guess what? The principles have been applied forever. So, let's look at a practical biblical example. Let's look at Genesis chapter 41 with Joseph and Pharaoh in the Great Famine. Well, in that example, what we find is God gave Pharaoh a dream and showed him that there would be 7 years of famine that followed 7 years of plenty. Now, by God's grace, Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, and that Pharaoh, as soon as he got on board with it, well, guess what he did? He assigned a project manager, and that officially authorized the project. He gave all the resources that Joseph needed to execute this project and launched the project. So we see the phase in place here that it went from initiation to planning, and then it went to execution. So we see the project phases. And we also see that this is truly a project, because what is a project defined as but really something that's temporary and unique? Well, this was a 14-year period, and it's extremely unique. It was the first time God did something like this in history that we have recorded, at least. So we have the players. We have stakeholders. Well, who are all the stakeholders? Well, it was all of Egypt. In fact, it was beyond Egypt. We find out later that even the Israelites benefited from it because they got grain from Egypt because they suffered from the famine as well. So this was a global thing, and we see that it was a project. And Joseph was selected as the project manager. Well, what are some of the constraints? Well, we see the constraint was, well, they only had 7 years to prepare. Well, as far as resources, he had all of Egypt behind him, so he wasn't lacking on money and he wasn't lacking on human resources, but certainly he had a time constraint here. So we certainly see project management principles in play here in a biblical example a very long time ago. Now, every single one of the phases and all of the constraints and the players are in place in this biblical example. They executed this as a normal project using modern project management principles. But we didn't make up these principles. All we did is document them. These are practical, very methodical principles that have been in place for a very long time. You initiate a project, then you plan it, then you execute it, and then you close it. And this is how you do project management, and it's been done this way for millennia.